gentlemen, welcome back, and thanks for watching the Comedy at the Carlson Cast, hosted by Vinny Paulino. With him, as always, is Brian Ball, and today's guest is the one and only Mr. Tom Green. And now welcome your host, the one, the only, Mr. Vinny Paulino.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Comedy at the Carlson Cast, broadcasting live from the historic Carlson Stromberg Building here in Rochester, New York, inside of one of the most epic comedy clubs in the country, Comedy at the Carlson. I'm Vinny Paulino, your host. I've got no sleep. I'm exhausted. And I have to sit here next to Brian Ball.
But you're looking great, Vinny. You're looking great.
You're lucky they took those scissors away from me.
It's a fine morning.
Oh, my God. Dude, I'm so nervous this morning.
Why is that?
Because I have to have a conversation with Tom Green.
Yeah, he can be a bit of a handful.
Well, I want to talk to him. I have so many questions for him. Like, yeah. I'm actually really nervous about this interview today.
I don't think you should be. He seems like a great guy.
I'm sure that he is. I've heard he's nothing but a great guy, but I just have so many questions because in a lot of ways, he was a very integral part of my, like, adolescence.
Oh, I think everyone around our age, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and, like, he's a guy who, you know, has a weird kind of career, and I want to talk to him about it. And, you know, there's a lot of potholes to walk around. So
like
it's going to be interesting.
Exactly.
It's going to be interesting. He's here for four more shows this weekend here at Comedy at the Carlson. Go to carlsoncomedy.com to get tickets. Steve Wrigley, how you doing in there?
I'm doing pretty good, buddy. I'm doing real good, actually.
Why are you on the bridge of the Starship Enterprise today?
Because I'm still holding on to our Star Trek The Next Generation conversation from last week. I really wanted to be a bigger part of that, Vin.
Nerds.
It killed me to be out here.
Let's talk about Star Wars like everybody else, you freaking nerd.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
So we've got some things to talk about. I am excited to announce that I will be back hosting this Sunday at the Comedy at the Carlson open mic.
Woo.
We want you to be funny every Sunday. I am going to be hosting this Sunday. If you would like to come and try to tell some jokes to strangers, showtime is 8 p.m., but if you want to sign up to perform, you have to be there at 7:30. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, beautiful. I want to also talk about our other sponsors today. Iron Smoke Whiskey, baby. Two varieties. Get your drunk whiskey and Rattlesnake Rosie's apple pie whiskey.
They're going to copyright that someday.
Get your drunk whiskey?
Yeah, they're just going
to
change it.
I might have to get them to make like a line. Uncle Vinny's Get Your Drunk Whiskey.
In your honor.
Just like with my stupid face on the cover.
That'd
be pretty good.
Yeah.
Throw some in your coffee, Vinny.
I don't have any left.
That's long gone.
If only I had some more left.
Long gone.
If only there was more left.
That's what we say to ourselves every Friday night in here when we're cleaning up. If only there was more of that whiskey left.
IronSmokeWhiskey.com for more information. And, oh, my God, I'm already hungry.
Yum. I cannot wait for that today.
Sapori Cafe and Catering. Powers Building Atrium, Tennis Club of Rochester, or your special event at Sapori Rochester. Chef Joe's killing it, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We were there last week. He made a breakfast panini that had, like, bacon, ham, hash browns, and like Asiago with like Red Hot, but then or like a sriracha something. It was amazing.
Yeah, don't talk to me about it because I left. I had to get back home early. I missed Sapori last week. I didn't get to come with you guys.
Yeah, sort of.
And what happened to me?
Nobody cares.
I got a flat tire on the side of the bloody freeway
that
here.
That serves you right. If you'd have gone to Sapori, you would not have gotten that flat tire.
That is correct. If you knew how an American tire gauge worked, you wouldn't have had that flat tire either there.
I had it in kilograms.
What do you mean? What do you mean this isn't metric?
This is racist, man.
So I got my Halloween costume ready for the big Three Heads Halloween party coming up. Two nights, Friday, Saturday, weekend of Halloween. Yeah, I'm all ready to go. I hear Brian's wearing a leotard.
I am.
But we're going to be at the Three Heads Halloween party, threeheadsbrewing.com. And if you're coming to Comedy at the Carlson, we always have Three Heads on tap. So make sure you get some because you're going to think it's delicious. And last but not least, Bad Drip, baby. Bad Drip e-liquids.
Delicious.
If you like, if you vape, put some in your vape. You're going to love it. Available in many different varieties at your local smoke shop. They have pretty much everywhere, man.
Pretty much, yeah.
They're an international brand, and they started right here in Rochester. They have like a multi-million dollar facility.
Yeah.
It's incredible what they've done. Local guys doing it right.
Bad
Drip Labs. Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for looking out to make sure we don't get in trouble. I'm going to have one more drinky poo and get ready for good old Tom Green. And it should be a good morning.
It's going to be a great morning.
All right. We'll see you in just a minute after this spot from Bad Drip.
Facebook. You can find us over there at Comedy at the Carlson Cast, or you can follow us on Twitter. And over on Twitter there will be the old at symbol in front of the old Carlson Cast there. You can see it just jumping down the bottom of your screen. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Vinny Paulino!
All right, everybody. The man we've been waiting for is here. Tom Green, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! The show right now on my Facebook page so that my friends on Facebook will watch the show that we're on right now on Facebook.
Isn't that
millions
amazing?
Millions and millions of fans.
Yeah, we're on Facebook right now.
Yeah.
We are on Facebook.
And you guys made me a delicious cup of coffee with the International Delight creamer.
Hazelnut
creamer, yeah.
Domestic delight here.
And when you made it for me, you said we have all sorts of different types of creams here. You said, which I thought was weird. So,
well,
it's good to be here in Rochester. It's nice to be here in this little den you've got here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So you've got all your toys.
My toys are here from home.
Very nice. Very nice.
Please don't try to put any anywhere. Don't try to play with them. Don't touch them.
I was not intending to.
Don't touch my stuff, Tom.
I never would have even thought of putting them anywhere.
Why do you got to put ideas in his head?
No, now that you mention that, I don't even want to touch them. But, no, this is great.
Thanks, man.
This is really cool. You know, I did an internet show in my living room for many years, and so I built a studio kind of like this, and we would take phone calls and Skype calls,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we had microphones,
mm-hmm.
and I studied broadcasting in school, so I'm into this kind of shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you swear, right?
All you want.
Oh, yeah.
Mark told me that you could swear.
Say whatever you want.
He said, swear, you can swear, please swear.
Would you indeed?
That's why I just said shit.
Any others you want to get out?
No, it's just fine.
All right, well, if they come out organically.
I didn't really want to swear that much, but it was sort of almost felt like I had to.
He was going to take it out of your pay if you didn't.
Contractually obligated.
So, Tom Green.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
You like doing it? You love it?
I love doing stand-up comedy, yeah. I've been doing stand-up comedy now for 31 years.
You started very young.
I started when I was 15 years old at Yuck Yucks, which I was just reminded there used to be a Yuck Yucks in Rochester.
There was.
It's a Canadian comedy club chain, and I started at the Ottawa Yuck Yucks. And, yeah, I love it. I stopped for a few years when I was doing the Tom Green Show.
Sure.
And, about 10 years ago I started again, and I'm just so glad I did, because it's really been life-changing.
You had to be, like, you were a teenager when you started, right?
I was 15 years old.
You were 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how were you first exposed to stand-up? Like, where did you first see it and decide that's for me at 15?
Well, other than watching it on television, it was at Yuck Yucks. It was at the comedy club in Ottawa.
See, give it to Canada. They let 15-year-olds in the club to watch a show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not
What
really
a peaceful
sure
land.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I got away with that. I think they had a restaurant license or something like
sure.
that. But things were a little more laid back then, you know. I think it was sort of unclear whether it was a bar or a restaurant or a comedy club. It sort of skirted through the rules
you
there.
You were operating in the gray area.
Yeah, because my friends and I in high
school. It was a real gin joint.
Yeah, we would go and watch the. When I started doing stand-up, it happened because we would go to the comedy club because we wanted to heckle the comedians, my friends and I. And so we would go down to the comedy club thinking, okay.
I could definitely believe you wanting to do that.
Yeah, what lovely people you were.
Yeah. Well, we didn't really know anything about stand-up comedy and like that. We didn't really know that that was something you weren't supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, we were kids. And then we got kicked out of the club. And I think the night we got kicked out of the club, they had announced that there was an amateur night
okay.
on Thursdays. And the way you would get on an amateur night is you would call the answering machine at Yuck Yucks. You would leave a voice message on the answering machine.
Sure.
And then they would call you back and say, yeah, you've got a spot. Come down and you've got a spot. So, you know, it wasn't really like very hard to get on stage back then.
Sure.
There wasn't that many comics. And so I called and they said, sure, you've got a spot. And it's Howie Wagman, who still runs the club and is a good friend of mine today. But when we got to the club to do stand-up, they recognized us as the kids that they kicked out from the week before.
I was going to say, like, you don't, in you know, most yeah. places, like, if Mark Ippolito threw you out of this place once and he saw you back in there again.
Yeah, he was not happy to see me. But then the bouncer who had kicked us out, whenever he would kick us out, it was sort of like we were goofy kids.
Right.
And we would have, like, a funny interaction with him as we were getting kicked out. And he said to Howie, he said, you know, I think you should let these guys on stage. They were kind of funny when I was kicking them out last week. So that's how it happened. I went on stage, and I did pretty well my first night. And, you know, I got the bug. And Howie then said he wanted me to come back and was very encouraging. And Mark Breslin, who runs the Yuck Yucks clubs, came by once and watched me and was very encouraging, so I kept doing it.
Yeah. Right. So now you're 15 years old, you're into stand-up, you've got the bug, you said it yourself, you it's something you really want to do. How did you get into broadcasting? Like, how did that progression start?
I started doing college radio.
That'll do it.
At
okay.
the University of Ottawa when I was still in high school. And I managed to convince someone to give me a midnight till 2 a.m. slot on a Friday night. And so I started doing that show. I ended up doing that show for years. Every Friday night I'd go down and host this weird talk show. And then I studied broadcasting in school.
Right.
At Algonquin College in Ottawa. The prestigious Algonquin. No, it's actually a pretty good college.
No, I've heard of it. I can't spell it. I can't spell it, but I've heard it.
College. I don't even know what letter it starts with.
Yeah, it starts with the letter A. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I Algonquin. An a or an
named
o
after
or...
the Algonquin Indians, who were also great broadcasters.
I've heard.
Yeah, there were no.
Smoke signals.
Yes. Yes.
Actually, they invented broadcasting with smoke signals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very in. But no, it was pretty cool. Yeah. So. Start of the show, and that's how it all went down, you know?
Well, isn't that where you met your future co-host, Glenn, doing radio?
Yeah, I met him at the college radio station, yeah. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Now, I've always wanted to ask you this, like, you meet a guy like that, you two just clicked and got along, and that's kind of why you kept him there, or was it because, you know, for the same reason
I keep... He was the guy that did this. He did the 2 a.m. till 6 a.m. slot.
Right.
And so I would do my show midnight till 2 a.m. on the radio station.
Right.
And then I started staying after on his show. And his show was called Nightfall. My show was called The Midnight Caller, and his show was called Nightfall.
Nightfall.
So it just turned into like a all-night talk show, basically.
Yeah. Like, so literally from midnight to 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty exhausting. It was fun, though. We'd just sit up there. And, you know, as the show got later, we'd get more and more tired, and then sometimes we'd just fall asleep on the mixing board.
Really?
Yeah.
College radio, that's about right.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah.
My college radio station, it was like, we just called it dead air.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's what's supposed to be, though, right? Yeah. Terrible broadcasting is interesting because it's different than what you see on television, which is professional broadcasting.
Yeah. I think college something. Radio, though, too.
This seems pretty good, though, here. I don't know. Maybe you need to make the show worse.
I'm working on it.
Yeah,
we strive for it every day.
Yeah.
Well,
this is very, very cool.
What we do is we try to give Brian more camera time when we really just want to upset the viewers.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, so you did a TV show. All of a sudden you decided to do TV, switched gears. How did that come about?
Basically, how did it come about? I studied broadcasting in school.
Right.
And I went with my friends down to the public access station.
Right.
And we just started making the show.
Now, you have to pay for that stuff with them, or do they just give you cameras?
It's different in Canada. You don't have to pay. They have Rogers Cable up there, and so that was they provided this as a service to the community.
What a service.
God bless Roger.
Yeah, the service. Yeah, Ted Rogers, he was kind of like what's his name there? Ted Turner of Canada, in a lot of ways.
He is. Like, you know, I mean, the Rogers stadium, isn't it? Where the Blue Jays play. Yeah. It's Rogers
it's
Field.
Of a big deal up there, yeah.
Folks, you can see Tom Green 4 more shows this weekend. If you want to get tickets, go to CarlsonCast.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or CarlsonComedy.com. I'm sorry. If you want to subscribe to our show, it's CarlsonCast.com.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, be my guest.
Yeah.
Play with it.
Yeah, I just love
by
it.
All means.
I like that framing better. I don't want to get all.
You went to broadcasting school, man. Yeah. Please be my guest.
There was too much headroom there. It was like that before.
You know, yeah. So I don't, oh, no. Now you look a little more laid back.
That's good.
You look a little more laid back. And if you'd like to call to buy tickets, 585-4 comedy. You call and get tickets right now. And good.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The aperture is open a little too much, though. I don't know if you can. Bring the aperture down a little bit. See how it's a little too bright?
Yeah, definitely a little too bright.
See how it's a little
Tom
bright?
Tom Green's just taking over the show.
Not the size of it, but just the... Can you? I don't know if you can adjust the...
He's from New Zealand. He has no idea what an aperture is.
What are you doing next Friday, Tom? Can you help
I don't know if
out?
You can do that next on your computer
Friday?
There.
I can bring the light down a little bit. Do you want me to... Oh,
look at that. That's fancy.
I can really do that.
Whoa, look at that.
Look at what he's doing. This is just really great to have on air.
That looks a little... Yeah. See, it's very bright there. Whoa.
That's too bright.
Whoa,
that's too much.
Do that. Go the other way now. Go the other way. That's pretty good.
I can go Hugh as well. We can go.
You know what it is, I think? Can I actually give
poor production value?
Why is this light not on, by the way?
Because that would really blow you out and it would really ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into your... I don't want to be all...
I'm listening, know. Man. Lay it on me. Go be my guest.
You have an education.
Critique away.
Yeah, probably. You have an education.
I'd lose the fluorescent lights.
I want to very much.
I would lose the above... You lose the above...
Right.
Shall we see what that looks like right now?
Turn them off, man.
Turn them off for a second.
You're going to have to crawl over him to turn them off.
Turn those off.
You're going to have to crawl over Tom Green.
There we go, yeah. There you go.
Perfect.
Okay.
Now,
can you turn the other light on. Can you turn this on?
Brian, can you turn that light on?
Can I move it?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd leave that right there. This is good.
Your green screen's all jacked up. Hold on, I got to fix you there.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a little better. What you need to be in the front, though, so if you actually take this...
Right.
This is not.
I study broadcasting.
I'm just hating every
second of this. Take this here.
Yep.
I'm hating this so much.
Be quiet.
Tom, please don't touch his toys.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see here. There you go. That's a little better. There, that's some nice lighting. See, you got some nice lighting now, see?
Yeah. Holy shit, you look amazing!
Yeah, isn't that better?
He's so handsome.
Yeah, there you go. That's a little better.
Perfect.
Yeah, so you lose the above fluorescent lights. It's a little better, though. It's a little better.
Yeah.
You need a light now. You don't have a light anymore.
Yeah, I had a light.
Honestly, it looks better even without... this is good. I'd say that's better. I don't think you want those fluorescents.
Oh, boy, this is perfect.
I'm
not going to lie. Let's see Brian. Let's see how Brian looks.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is the real truth, isn't it? Brian, can you lean forward a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, like really just kind of... And push your head as far towards the camera as you can. There you go. See, then there. He's not too bad, is it?
It's not too bad. Tom Green just fixed our show.
Yeah, the fluorescents are too much.
Oh,
The fluorescent light isn't too good for camera. Yeah. All right. Good.
Tom Green.
Thank you very much.
Let's.
Yeah.
Now that you're comfortable,
you can get a little light on you up close. Well, this is pretty good, but you can get already though. I think it's better.
Listen,
you can do more with the light. We can talk after. I can give you.
Is there going to be a consulting fee you're going
to
charge?
No, I'm happy to throw some ideas around.
God bless you, Tom Green.
Yeah, absolutely.
God bless you, Tom Green.
We're more comfortable in here now, too. See, it's sort of...
It is a little dimmer.
It's kind of intimate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. So, MTV calls.
Yeah.
Vinny, straight back up, true. And now we're good to go.
MTV calls. You're doing the show. How did they find out about what you were doing?
Well, I sent my... I basically sent... tapes to MTV. I was on a show in Canada called the Mike Bullard Show, which was a talk show up there. And I basically met my manager at the time, who was Mike Bullard's manager, backstage at that show in Toronto. And he's from L.A.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's actually from Buffalo, but he's an L.A. guy. now, and he was managing and producing Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
That was a very interesting show.
Very popular show.
Yeah, and so he brought my tapes of the Tom Green Show to MTV, and that's how we got on MTV.
They looked at it and said, we got to get this guy.
Yeah, they did, yeah. And it was pretty cool. And like literally like a few months later, I was living in New York.
Now, how old were you at the time?
28.
28. So you've been doing comedy for 13 years. Yeah. How long had you been doing the public access show?
We did the TV show for probably 5 years.
That's a
4 or 5 years.
That's a big commitment. That's a lot of time.
Every Thursday night.
That's a lot.
And we had thousands of videos, literally. Like I'd like videotape after videotape after videotape of, you know, of edited, finished videos. So when MTV picked up the show, basically the first 10 episodes of the Tom Green Show were all reissued
stuff from the
public access show. Yeah,
and I love the old stuff from the public access.
Yeah,
show. That was the subway thing makes me laugh.
Yeah, well, and but some of the biggest bits on the MTV show were all shot indie up in Canada, like the slut mobile.
Yeah.
Or when I painted my parents' house plaid, or all that stuff was all shot previously.
That's a hell of a commitment on a public access budget to paint a house plaid.
We just bought some cheap paint and I just did it myself. Yeah.
But I think what MTV loved about that and what everybody else loved about that when the show first came out, you just watched it and you're like, the balls on that guy.
Yeah.
Like just like that subway thing, I couldn't get through a minute of that.
Yeah.
I would have gotten embarrassed and just said, sorry, man, I apologize.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing about that bit. The bit you're referring to is when I go to Subway and I keep asking
just keep
for
adding
more
stuff, adding stuff,
lettuce,
adding stuff,
more tomatoes, and it just keeps going. The thing that's weird about that bit is, I don't think that bit ever even aired on MTV.
I saw it on your web show.
Yeah, but what happened was, it was on the public access show, but what happened was, for whatever reason, that one really took off online, because on YouTube, people really responded to that one.
Yeah.
So, because that was a video that I kind of forgot about until people start bringing it up to me all the time.
Because it just doesn't stop.
Yeah. I think it's more made for YouTube, that video. That video is sort of something about YouTube. It's become popular.
I want to talk about like what you birthed, what you created, because it's not just entertaining and funny one-time thing. It's a genre that came from like out of Canada, that came to America through you, through MTV. True or false? Would there be a Jackass if it wasn't for Tom Green?
It's hard to say. I don't know. I mean, those guys were doing their thing as well. When I was on MTV, MTV didn't really understand what I was doing at first. I had to really kind of wear them down into understanding the kind of comedy that I was doing with the pranks and the video and the guerrilla nature of it. You know.
So like, then why did they want it if they didn't understand it?
Well, they understood that
it
was weird and funny, but then once they get their claws into it, they want to make it themselves, and they would try to take all the weird, the sort of certain things out of it that were probably a little too shocking for TV or whatever. But, I don't know. I know all the guys from Jackass. I love those guys, and, we have a sort of a...
Do they send you royalties?
No, I mean, they don't have a show anymore, so I don't know if they're getting royalties either, but, Steve-O's touring around doing stand-up, so it's kind of sort of a similar thing there. Steve-O and I have become friends, and, we're all kind of, I think, grew up skateboarders and into the same kind of thing, so... I my show ended on MTV very abruptly because I had cancer, so...
Right.
So when I got sick, the show ended, MTV was... now out of that show, and that's when they started Jackass. And a lot of guys from the crew of my show went and worked on Jackass, Trip Taylor, and a lot of, so I think it just kind of, that concept kind of transitioned over.
Now, I definitely remember the cancer special. Everybody was, thoughts and prayers for you, Tom, and everybody was very, rooting for you to feel better and everything.
Thank you.
To get
Thank
better.
You.
But how long did that actually knock you out of commission? Like, how long were you?
About a year.
A full year?
Yeah. But it was cool. I was kind of ready to try something different anyways. So that was when I made Freddy Got Fingered after that. So I was now had the opportunity to go make some films. So it was kind of, it was a bummer to quit the show when it was at its peak. But I also got to make like 5 or 6 movies in a row at that point, which I might not have been able to do had I been doing the show. So
and everything's all good now, right?
Yeah, everything's good. Yeah. I'm alive, I'm here. Yeah. I'm relighting your studio. So.
We have some cables.
I gotta tell you, it really does look better, doesn't it?
It really does. You've really improved everything.
I would love.
Yeah, I really did learn something at Algonquin College.
Thank you, Algonquin College.
Do they have online courses?
In fact, the light from your TV monitor is actually giving you it's got a nice fill light for you. So even your computer, your computer monitor is even giving you a nice light there. So
I look beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think you know, are you using the green background as a green screen? Or
yes, we are, actually.
Oh, you are using it?
Yeah. If you look up there, you can see.
Yeah, there's a...
I see. Oh, okay, that's your line feed there, and that's your actual...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that looks great. Wow. So that's what people are watching, the
Yep.
Oh, that looks great.
People are looking at me right now and wondering what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is looking good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You're going to...
Yeah, everybody, go in the comments section and tell everybody how much better my lighting looks.
Please do. And also...
Don't let them forget that I did the lighting design.
How about this?
I want a credit.
I was going to offer it. How
lighting
about we give
design
you...
Lighting design.
By Tom Green.
Tom Green, yes. I want money, too.
Sure. No problem.
See, I knew it. You said it was all... And then now
you're like, glad to help.
I get the credit. I want money.
No.
You just put that in there. Put lighting design. I will donate that my services.
I appreciate it. Lighting design by Tom Green. Sold. Done.
Yeah.
So you know, a lot of people thought that your show ended for a different reason than it really did. I think didn't people think that you got too famous for to do like on the street pranks?
Yeah, that's not why it ended. No. That's why I moved to Los Angeles. Yeah. I moved to Los Angeles because we couldn't go out in the street in Manhattan anymore and film, because the second we got out of the car with a camera...
You're the guy on that billboard.
Everybody would stop in this, because it's just so congested in Manhattan that there would just be too many people would be swarming us when we were filming. So we moved to Los Angeles and we'd drive around in vans with tinted windows and then jump out and make fun of old people. So, you know, because people that we didn't think would be watching MTV. So,
well,
it's hard to find an old person in L.A. That's an accomplishment right there.
Yeah, exactly. We did.
Oh, they die young out there.
Go to bingo halls at old folks' homes and things like that. So, yeah.
Now, my favorite fact about you is when you moved to L.A., your landlord was William Shatner.
Yes, that's
is
true.
That correct?
William Shatner was my first landlord in L.A.
God damn it, Tom!
Did he come by and fix the toilet?
He came by and picked up the rent check.
You're kidding me. Bullshit. You're telling me William Shatner was collecting the rent for himself.
Yeah, he was my next door neighbor. Like, he bought the houses in the neighborhood around his house, you know? That's some Captain Kirk money there.
I don't care how bad the place was. William Shatner's a landlord. I'm moving in.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. Yeah, it was pretty. It was nice. It was a nice pad.
Tell the truth. A lot of ladies going in and out of Shatner's place.
I don't recall seeing that. But you know.
All right. Just curious.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what Kirk's up to.
Yeah. He was very cool. He was.
Did you ever see him without the wig?
Is that a wig?
Yep.
Is it? Yeah. No, I never did. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering, like, if he mows his lawn with it on.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. He was a good guy, though. He was very nice. Fellow Canadian.
Sure.
So there was some camaraderie there. Some West Canadians stick together.
Did you have a potty with him?
Did I take a potty with him?
No.
Did I go potty with Captain Kirk?
Potty!
Oh, party.
P-A-R-T-Y.
Oh, potty. Even when you try to say it properly, you still say potty. I said potty, not potty.
Yeah. Listen, you need to be very careful if Steve ever invites you to anything.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I never pottied with him, no. Yeah.
So, I guess I have another weird celebrity question. How did you go about getting Monica Lewinsky to go do that show with you?
So we were in L.A., and Tony Hawk, who was a friend of mine at that point.
Famous video game.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. Skateboarder,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I was
absolutely.
Joking.
He called us up and invited us to actually the launch party for the video game, actually.
Okay.
For Pro Skater. And so... I actually believe sometimes I forget this how the story went down, but I think I was going to out of town. I was going to Atlanta to film the movie Road Trip, and so but Tony called and said Monica Lewinsky's at the party, and we were of course in the middle of doing our show, and she was the most famous person in the world. Yeah.
Now what year? This is 1999
or maybe 2000.
Okay,
maybe 2000, and so the. guys from my show and the camera guys and the writers, they all went over to the party. And one of our writers basically, you know, ended up talking to Monica Lewinsky all night. And I think they actually went out on a few dates.
Ah.
And maybe actually started dating. So one of my writers was his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And and she was a big fan of the show. Her brother was a really big fan of the show. And she agreed to come to Ottawa with us to pull this prank, which was crazy at the time because, like, literally, Barbara Walters couldn't get Monica Lewinsky to do an interview. Nobody could get Monica Lewinsky. And then we had her for a full hour of ridiculous television in Ottawa. And so we went up to Ottawa, and we showed up on the local TV station, and we said, Monica and I are going to be making a big announcement here in Ottawa.
Yes, she did.
And we're going to make that announcement tomorrow on the roof of the Little Beaver restaurant, which is this bizarre little restaurant they had in Ottawa, which burned down a few years later. But it's literally okay. Was in a trailer.
Okay.
It was like a mobile home. And so it was in the dead of winter. You know what that's like in Rochester, right?
Yep.
It was snow everywhere. And we had the media from all over the world converged in Ottawa within 24 hours. And we got to this little restaurant, and we walked up under the roof on a step ladder. And there was just a sea of cameras from, you know, Ottawa's the capital of Canada, so you have, you know, camera crews from all over the world there anyways, but they all converged in this weird part of town. And the announcement was that we're coming to Ottawa to get fabric for her new handbag line, and then we went and barged into my parents' bedroom and stole their bed sheets.
I remember that episode very well. But I always wondered, like, how that weird marriage came about. Because, like you said, nobody could get her to do anything.
Yeah.
So really all it took was just a little, you know.
Yeah, well, she was our friend. She was a friend of ours, I guess. She was dating my friend. And
your writer must be a beautiful man.
Yeah, he was a good guy. He's a very funny guy.
Barbara Walters should have had better-looking writers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you did movies. What are you doing now? You have the Tom Green Show on YouTube.
Well, I'm not doing any web broadcasting right now. I may restart my podcast again because I'm just announced a residency in Las Vegas.
Hey, congratulations!
Thank you, guys. I'm actually really excited about starting October 29th. I'm going to be doing stand up at Bally's Casino four nights a week for at least the next 7 months. Basically I'm going to be in my own room at Bally's, and I get to do stand up every night and not be touring as much. I'll still be able to perform on the weekends on the road because I'm doing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights at
Bally's. That's great. That's awesome. Like the dream, man.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Are you going to move to Vegas? Or you're just going to hang out there?
It's a really cool gig. The promoters have got me a condo in Vegas, so I'm not living in the, I've got my own place there, and I probably will be living in Vegas a lot. Yeah, I'm going to be living in Vegas. Yeah.
Look at you, man.
Vegas and L.A.
Congratulations,
Thank
Tom
you.
Green.
Thank That's you, guys. Thank
now, the question I always want to ask you, you've done a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I talk to an accomplished performer who's been in many different genres, I always ask him the same question. What do you want to be remembered as? Do you want to be remembered as a stand-up, television personality, entertainer, movie star? What do you see yourself as?
Lighting director.
Lighting director of the Comedy at the Carlson.
Yeah, lighting director of comedy.
Steve, you know you're putting that in the credits, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. For sure. It's happening.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Four more shows this weekend with Tom Green at Comedy at the Carlson. You can get your tickets at carlsoncomedy.com or call 585-4-COMEDY. Right now, get your tickets to come see him. He might fix the lighting at your house. You don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom Green. It's been a pleasure having you,
guys.
Man.
This is awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for fixing everything.
Everyone go follow my Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Absolutely.
I love that stuff.
Now, before you go, I'm going to ask you for just a tiny favor.
Yeah.
Tiny little favor. If you ever decide to do another talk show ever and you need a fat white guy to sit next to you, just throw in a name out there. I'll sit quietly.
All right.
You can throw my shit out of an airplane. You can do whatever you want to me.
Okay.
I'll grin and bear it. It'll be good.
No problem. Thank you. You're doing a great job. This is excellent.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
I'm just glad you didn't ask whether he had an opener for Vegas yet or not, dude.
Yeah. No, that's great.
I got to get to know him a little better, Steve. Just a little better.
Come to Vegas. We'll have fun down there.
Yeah. All right, Tom Green, four more shows. Brian, are you ready to read the sponsors?
I will do my best, Vinny.
All right.
Here we go, everyone.
Here go ahead.
It's everyone's favorite part.
He's going to mess us up so hard, Tom Green.
Yeah.
Watch
it. Iron Smoke Whiskey. Excellent whiskey. Get You Drunk Whiskey. And Rosie's Apple Pie Whiskey. Next slide.
Not even close.
I was closer than usual.
Nope.
And Sapori, our very, very favorite place. We will be there just this afternoon at the Powers Building. And also, you have...
Nobody asked for an itinerary. Do a commercial read, please.
And also available at the Tennis Club in Rochester. Excellent Italian food. Go next.
You forgot about to say at Sapori Rochester. You forgot to do the social media. Your special event. Come on.
At Sapori Rochester. Come for your special event. Three Heads Brewing. Our favorite beer in the world. We have a fridge full of it. They serve it here at the Carlson. Excellent stuff. And last but not least, Bad Drip Vape. Very, very tasty stuff. Comes in a huge variety of flavors.
Yeah, I'm just going to play the commercial, guys. I'm just going to play
it's
the
all
commercial.
Very good. Thank you.
Wow, you're the worst, Brian.
Tom Green's the best.
Tom Green. We'll be right back.